Well, we finished up our work today. Good day inside, and I'll leave it open to questions.
Mark, when you guys came to camp, you talked a lot about cultivating this competition, and the guys that are going to play Thursday night, I guess, are sort of, you know, fighting that extra bit to try to make the roster. What have you seen overall in terms of that competition that you've been hoping to create this entire time?
Yeah, I think that if you look at us defensively, the competition we wanted to create was D-line, linebacker, safety, and at the nickel. And I think for the most part, we still have competition going on for those positions, even into the last game, for places on our roster. You look at the returning issue, there's going to be competition there as well that's going to lead into this game as well. If Chris can play, and he did work today, we'll see what happens Thursday night, but he did work to play, and we'll get a chance to see, like I said, Santonio maybe return one as well, along with Michael. So there's definitely competition there that's taken us all the way through camp and won't really be decided until after the game and over the weekend as we work numbers to try to put the best 53 together. And then offensively, we still feel like, you know, there's competition out there at the running back position. Possibly at the tight end position still at this point in time. We're still looking at that. And who our five or six receivers are going to be. And we still, you know, there's still opportunities there, even in the end. So we'll look at all those aspects and we'll see where it goes. So I don't know if I answered your question other than to say that there's still opportunity out there. There's certainly opportunity for every guy playing to play in the National Football League, and I think that's a big part of what Thursday night's all about. It's not only for our team, but for their opportunity to go elsewhere, because we know we can't take everybody with us next week.
Mark, Joe DiGanola said that Sidoris Perry is going to get a shot at the kickoff return job, and I'm curious, where does he stand as far as the running back situation? How much of an opportunity is he going to get? How big of a game is this for a guy like him, who obviously seems like, because of the kickoff return thing, he has a shot to
You know, I hate to say how big, but it's going to be certainly going to be an opportunity for him. He's flashed for us. He's had a couple of good games in the reps that he's had, both in the kicking game and in running football. So, you know, he's going to get that chance again to run the football on Thursday night, as we see it right now.
Yeah. Mark, hopes were so high going into the Seattle game, and then you know how fans are. They start getting a little panicking. What can you tell them, kind of talk them off the ledge?
You know, we know our fans love our football team, and when we don't do well at any time, they take it hard. Certainly, you know, the way we played collectively as 80-plus players last week, and certainly with our first groups in all three phases, it was unacceptable. We have to accept accountability for that. I can tell you that they came back to work. The areas that we looked at that we failed in, we think we can fix. We certainly can prevent pre-snap penalties. We certainly can prevent late hits. We certainly believe we can contain the quarterback and keep him in the pocket and prevent him from extending plays. The tape showed us that. And we've got other work to do on the offensive side of the ball. We didn't continue drives, didn't finish drives, although we matched up well against them. And then in our cover teams, the specifics and the techniques of being in the right place and not stacking up to where we're gonna give the wide side of the field away. Those are correctable issues, and we've got to show that we've made those corrections as we move forward into the first part of the season. I think that'll be the tale, is as we move into the early weeks of the season, do we see improvement and do we see the corrections being made? You know, I haven't watched him enough to know. I didn't grade him coming out, so I really don't have an opinion about him. You know, I've caught glimpses of his athleticism. He's won a lot of games in college. He won a lot of games in college against some really good talent. But to specifically talk about him, I really haven't spent a lot of time watching him play, and I haven't watched him play in the preseason.
What about all the attention maybe that he generates aside from the football?
Yeah, I don't pay much attention to the attention, you know, with what goes on outside. I pay attention with what's going on in the field when it's appropriate. So I don't have an opinion, so to speak, on why there's so much attention and what's going on out there to to take the focus off the team, which is what's the most important thing.
How difficult is it to evaluate a player like Chris Conte and project what role he's going to fill when he's not able to stay healthy, especially a guy coming off of an injury that you want to see how he performs?
Yeah, that's not easy. That's going to be, you know, we're going to have to make some decisions over the weekend, and they're not all based on just what the facts. There's going to be feel to some of these things, value to some of these things, how the team's going to be put together. So it's those types of things are tough when we've had guys who have been competed so long, you know, to make our football team. I didn't hear the start of it, Pat.
Presuming that he's not one of the two guys let go today, what's the role for Jordan Lynch on Thursday in terms of running the football, special teams?
Yeah, I expect you'll see quite a bit of him. I'm sure he'll have an opportunity to carry the football and to do a little bit of what he did in a couple of games ago when he had a couple of reps and did very well running the football. So, you know, it'll be a good opportunity for him to get out there and show what he's learned and how he's improved over the last month of playing a completely new position. And that'll involve pass protection as well. This is a team that's, you know, brings the blitz, and so that he'll have an opportunity to get involved in pass protection as well and catch the ball outside the pocket and things like that. So I'm excited for him and his opportunity. I didn't hear what you said. You know what, he is, it's a tough for him to make the transition, certainly. I think he has made improvement. He works at everything. He works at it hard. He'll get an opportunity again Thursday night. I think under the lights in the fire will be a good opportunity for him as well to show what he can do.
Mark, what have you learned about David Fales over the last 6 weeks?
Extremely bright, understands, you know, the system in terms of our verbiage, how we get plays called, how we get out of plays. He's got he's got very good feet. He's been accurate and is not afraid to throw the football around and try to make plays. He's gotten a lot of work scout team wise, individual wise. I'm excited to see what he can do. As I said, I think that, you know, when we looked at him, we saw he was a very accurate passer. I think that that's something that's hard to coach into a player, just to be accurate. He showed the ability to do that. And to move around, he's got some mobility. So I think that, you know, he's just in this developmental stage. It's going to be fun to see what he can do.
When you look at a quarterback who is a developmental player, what are some of the keys to that development after you get through this weekend going forward when he's obviously not going to be getting?
I think a lot of it is watching and learning. Number two is he'll get reps in practice against our number one defense in terms of running the cards, doing those types of things. So he'll face, you know, some good action running plays against, you know, good player, very good players. So I think that's part of it as well. And just paying attention and using his free time wisely. And we've got a library of tape in here of every quarterback in the National Football League, and I would expect that he's going to spend his time studying everybody, including us, try to continue to refine and to grow and to understand the game.
Mark, does this bode well for his chances on the 53, given that he's put four quarters of tape out there for a team that might be interested before he could get back down again?
Yeah, I can't speak for that, Pat. I think the right thing for us to do with him is to let him play and to see what he can do and use this opportunity for him to grow as a player and not get caught up in all the things that might happen as a result of playing in three or four quarters.
Coach, would it be in preseason? How much have you looked at your team to see how they've reacted to the loss last week?
Oh, I've looked at it. I mean, we don't miss much. I mean, we're observing everything, and I think that what you see is a team that came back. They had time to think about what happened. We got into meetings. We took a very practical approach to it in terms of understanding that we didn't do the things necessary to win in the first 30 minutes that we played the game. We weren't disciplined enough. We didn't complete drives. We turned the ball over. We didn't win the contested throwing battle overall. I mean, we did compete and we did play hard. And I think that's the good part about it is we went out west and we were able to have very good energy at the start of the game. But it didn't result in the kind of productivity that we would want to see in any phase of our football, which was, something that was disappointing.
Mark,
A couple more before they bring in Coach Cromer.
The way things are today, the fourth preseason game seems kind of perfunctory. I know to you it is not, but I was curious, how much does it really impact the 53? Can you think of a situation last year where somebody made the 53 based on what they did in this?
Yeah, I think last year's 100 years ago. You know, it's I really do have amnesia, but I don't think there's ever such thing as a meaningless game. And just referring back to Rich's question, there's guys that we're going to evaluate off of this game that have a chance to make our team, and how they, and it's more than one in my opinion. That there's a good number that are going to be evaluated and have an opportunity to impact our 53. So if it's one of them, every guy's got to go out there and play hard. And as I said, I think it really is an opportunity to put on tape, not only for us but for the league, their abilities and their potential. So that's how I see it.
Does Jordan Mills need to play us a little bit more?
You know, it's a good question. Well, he did practice today. I haven't talked to the trainers about it. We haven't really made any decisions on those types of decisions yet, and we're still working on who is going to play and who's not. But he did practice today, which was a good thing.
And
a good sign.
One more thing back to Adams about Johnny Manziel. We spread it around. We don't ask you about one guy every single day.
Yeah.
As a head coach, would it get old if every day you're asked about one specific player?
Like yeah, that? I can't speak for that. I'm not going to – it doesn't happen here. I can't put myself into Mike's shoes and answer those questions for him, and I'm not going to stand on a podium for 31 other coaches and tell you how we'd feel if we were in that situation. That's the best content I can give you on this one, because you know I don't see any reason to have to comment on another team or a player on another team. I think it would be a question I'd be more than happy to answer if we had that issue here, but we don't.
Mark, how much will the condition of injuries affect the 53 we have? You mentioned Jordan Mills. Will you have to keep extra depth?
Yeah, I mean, those are all hypotheticals, John. I mean, those are things that we're going to have to consider, you know, over the weekend when those situations come up. But if they do, then we got to make those decisions based on doctors, trainers, the types of rules that are involved in putting the 53 together. I can't comment on that. I would say that some of those issues are going to come up, and if they do, we'll address them, you know, on a player by player basis. That's the best we can do right now on a Tuesday before a Thursday night preseason game.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay, thank you.